Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
There are World Cup viewing parties planned for across the area this morning for the U.S. team's last game of first-round group play. It's high stakes as U.S. players face Algeria. A win, and they go to the next round. A tie, and they only possibly move ahead. Meanwhile, the perennial favorites, Brazil and Germany, are also in the tournament, and their fans have been gathering locally as well to watch their games. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch takes us to some of the gatherings and discovers the global game of soccer is even more international than he'd thought.
Okay, so let me get the stereotypical soccer is in our blood stuff out of the way first. The four-year-old boy singing I Am Brazilian and Proud at Café Belo in Somerville. People dancing barefoot to celebrate Brazil's win over the Ivory Coast.
We love it! 3-1 is the best!
And the yellow and green vuvuzela. Just one of those horns is annoying, but nobody here seems to mind. So you get the picture. Everyone's wearing Brazil's national colors, including Denise Dirzic and her husband Balja from Virginia, in town on business.
We basically just went to Quincy Market and asked people, where are the Brazilians going to see the game?
She's here for a taste of her home country, the fried plantains, the grilled pork sausages. She's here to see Brazil score. But what's maybe surprising is that Denise's husband is taking the game more seriously than she is, because Balja is from Serbia, and Serbia has a team in the World Cup. Still.
I like Brazil. They played much stronger than the years past, and I hope they go all the way.
Okay, a Serb for Brazil, and then there's Lineker Kemke hanging out after the game.
He said Germany.
Get this, Lineker's grandfather immigrated to Brazil 38 years ago from Germany, and Lineker's father named him after a soccer star, but not after Pele, not after Beckenbauer, after a star player for Germany's rival.
World Cup of 1986, Lineker was a forward of England team. Then my father loved that guy, and he just put that name on me, Lineker.
This Brazilian with a German grandfather named after an English striker says if Brazil doesn't win the cup, then he hopes Germany does. Well, so do the people over at the Goethe Institute in Boston.
So we're showing all the games. Just look at the website. As long as Germany is in the World Cup. So we'll be showing lots of games.
Compared with Café Belo, let's just say this party is a little more, well, organized. You had to register online. That got you some tickets for Beck's beer and Bavarian pretzels. And while the crowd is into the game just as much as the Brazilians, somehow, well, American Ian Swinburne puts it this way.
The atmosphere is a lot like a Red Sox game at Fenway, except people aren't throwing their cell phone batteries at each other.
Swinburne's here with the German co-worker. There's a Ghanaian here with his German roommate. And then there's Hidefumi Tomita.
So you're Japanese, and you are wearing a Germany jersey. So explain how this all comes together.
I really like the German people. Yeah, if it's Europe, it's a Germany. If it's Asia, I support for Japan.
A Japanese student for Germany. A Serb for Brazil. A Brazilian named after an English forward. Boston's always been an international city, but it makes you wonder, is a globalized world changing how people celebrate the global game? For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.
For full coverage of the ongoing tournament in South Africa, visit WBUR.org's World Cup 2010 page.